The positive economic news in and around Wilmington has been slow to come ever since DHL closed its domestic operations in 2009 and put 8,000 people out of a job. Today, Governor Kasich will announce Air Transport International, Custom Molded Products, Polaris Industries, Praxair, and TimberTech will create 440 jobs in the next 3 years. A few of the businesses are near the air park. That's where construction is underway for a $15 million hangar. Kevin Carver is executive director of the Clinton County Port Authority.
For us, what it means is the economy is showing signs of strengthening, and we're happy that we've been able to work with the state and work with these companies to create these jobs.
The hangar will be leased to Airborne Maintenance and Engineering Services. Air Transport Services Group is moving one of its administrative offices from Arkansas. That will create additional jobs. It's been 3 years since DHL donated the air park. There is hope more jobs will be coming. Later this year, the FAA will decide if the greater Dayton area will be one of six national test centers for unmanned aerial vehicles. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.